Needless to say, there was no equivalent punishment for women watching men urinate. Women in reserve units that have children are supposed to have an immediate action plan to have their children cared for if they're called up for duty.
So these women get the pay and benefits of an army reserve job, but can easily escape the call up to fight. They can't be punished for the dereliction of duty as men would be, because to do so would be considered discrimination.
So women have done very little indeed in comparison with men, as regards sacrifice in war. But what women have done, however, I think can only be described as despicable.
I thought it was going to be such fun too. We all did. Joining the local regiment and everything. It was great. I'll never forget it. It was the first time I ever felt really popular. Everyone was cheering, throwing flowers. Some girl even come up and kissed me.
Women have sent men off to die with kisses and hugs for centuries.
Don't they go on now?
I'm all right. Kids are going to miss you.
And women expect men to do so without fear or complaint, or else they're cowards.
And since you are of draft age and a United States citizen and for some mysterious reason refuse to go back to your own country...
There ain't nothing mysterious about my reasons.
Like how you got so black on the outside when you're so yellow on the inside.
In British history, to be given a white feather was to be accused of cowardice.
Give it to me.
And you are a coward.
For women to dare to ever accuse men of cowardice is both ridiculous and evil. Yet such an accusation is typical of women in our society, cosseted, protected and put on a pedestal. Women have no clue of what it is to be a man with its attendant pressures and obligations. The reality is that under our common definitions of cowardice, running away at the first sign of danger, requiring others to put their lives at risk to save yours, screaming and begging for mercy, heading for the lifeboats first, not signing up for war, then the world's greatest cowards are women. The treatment of men and the use of men in history cannot fail but to offer up a low self-image of man to himself. From birth, in all quarters, we teach our sons that they're relatively worthless death objects. They're unpaid bodyguards to women.
Hey! Watch, I'll leave alone!
They must be brave and willing to sacrifice their lives for women or vague government ideology, or else they're cowards.
I said, what's wrong, Travers? I'm afraid to face those guns, sir. I said, would you rather face me? He took one look at my face and off he went. 10 minutes later, he was shot to pieces at the head of his men, as a soldier should be, eh?
I quite agree with you, General. I can tolerate nerves before a battle, but I can't stand cowardice.
November 25th is International Anti-Violence Against Women Day.
But the greatest human rights scandal of our times is not the abuse of women in whatever form it may take. Rather, it's the question of why it is that the abuse of women is the only abuse we're concerned about.
Men are much more often the real victims of violence in times of peace, and are almost exclusively victims in times of war. The violence against men through all of history and to the present day is greater than most women can conceive. Yet there is no Anti-Violence Against Men Day. There's no doubt that women suffer grave injustices throughout the world and have suffered throughout our history. But the overriding truth that seems to be ignored is that for every abuse against women, anywhere in the world and at any time in history, the abuses suffered by men are orders of magnitude worse.
The report claims that Arab militia are kidnapping and gang raping women.
The vast majority of news reports covering Iraq, Afghanistan, or problems in Africa focus on women and children. Men are pointedly ignored, except as objects of blame.
This tragedy is man-made.
At the roadside, we saw women and children. They're being forced to flee.
Hundreds of thousands, mostly women and children, are living in camps with little food and clean water.
It's mostly women and children endlessly depicted on our screens, because the suffering of men is mostly out of sight and out of mind. Where the women have been spared to speak of their terrible experience, the men were simply executed. One hateful idea I've come across from women is that men start wars, and so men deserve to die in them. As if conflict only exists because of the nature of men.
But men do not like war, and nor do they seek it.
And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
So you'd say you did not join up to shoot people?
Nah.
What do you say to someone that says anyone that joins the Marines or the Army just wants to shoot people and go fight a war somewhere?
It was snags.
What is snags?
If they wanna join up for that one sole purpose, then they might as well be a terrorist themselves. You know?
So, do you think that's an ignorant thing for people to say?
Yeah, if you did get a majority of people saying that, only a handful would actually mean it. It's what the forces gives you, yeah? It sets you up for outside life as well, you know. So loads of countries do their national service. They do 2 years and they'll take, you know, people that are down and out, so I've got no ambition or, you know, drive in their life. They know where to go, they don't know what they're doing. But take them to a 2-year military training. They do their 2 years and then bang, you know, they come out the other end and they're more disciplined, you know. They know what they're capable of doing. They know the limits, you know, and they come out better men at the end of it. People join up to want to serve their country. People join up because it offers a load of careers, you know. You get to travel a hell of a lot. There's a range of ways of means of joining up, and then you've got the rough for the smooth. If you go to war, you go to war. You know, you don't wish on it. You know, you might wish for a bit of action if you're in a boring job. But then when you're actually in a war scenario, the last place you want to be is there.
Blaming men for the very existence of violence, as women are happy to do, once again shows how worthless the lives of men are viewed, and the privileged position of women in our society.
And women are the most excessive consumers on the planet. From clothing to makeup, from shoes to jewellery, from 4x4 cars to beauty parlours, women are voracious consumers of the world's luxuries and resources. And most wars are fought over natural resources.
Yet women have never had to do the fighting for survival, or fight for the meal on their table, or the roofs over their heads. They've left men to do that dirty work, and then seek to blame men for doing it.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide, and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
Women have consistently claimed that conflict arises out of the nature of men, and this despicable idea is meant to shame and belittle the sacrifices that men continually make for family, community, and country.
But women are very well aware that this isn't true, and that men have done what's necessary because, as in all things, men are the best equipped to do so. Not because men seek conflict.
At the end of the day, I think women, if they were trying to get a certain outcome, would be left with the same choices as men.
It is in human nature to compete. If there is a prize, people will compete for it.
When we examine the high prevalence of black-on-black violence, we ask, what is it about their situation that causes this? We don't dare to say, well, it's just blacks killing blacks, so they deserve it. Why are men not extended the same understanding?
As from Friday, I don't call them gunmen no more. They're terrorists, and they should be treated according as terrorists. Females and mothers and babies and children being shot is terrorism.
Then presumably she thinks that fathers and other men being shot is not a problem. Why don't men ever qualify for protection?
There are several wars that are fought over the diamond trade. But how many men do you know that give a fuck about diamonds? Except when it's time to buy one for a woman.
I will feel a glow just thinking Whatever you choose, you'll get it so right.
Women make themselves feel better about the blood on their hands by telling themselves that diamonds are good if they're not conflict diamonds.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are mined by people in Africa who are practically slaves.
Absolutely beautiful, Laurie. Scott, it's beautiful.
It's blood-free, too. It costs extra, but Scotty wanted to be assured that no Africans lost any limbs for this.
Who do you think buys the stones that I bring out? Dreamy American girls who all want a storybook wedding and a big shiny rock.
The selfishness, greed, and vanity of women is the prime cause of the deaths of these men. Unfortunately, men cater to this female flaw in the hope that women will love them for it.